Greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks. We have so many blessings. The beautiful rain last night, the freshness in the middle of August, or getting towards the last of August, I guess, closer than I like, but I do like the cooler weather and the hope for that. I appreciate that song, "Be Strong in the Lord and the Power of His Might." Something hit me as I was standing there singing that. It's been over 18 years that since I was ordained and that I've been walking up those. And there's a weakness that comes over me just before I come up there that I think about. And I had to wonder why that, I've never asked anybody else if they feel that. But it's kind of the same one that I remember years ago when I'd have to get up and lead a song. And you're just pretty nervous about it. And I was reminded that my knees were knocking together up there, that somebody saw from the back. It's not like that. But I think it should be that way. There should be something that gives us a being in God's presence, sharing His word. But there's also a part that we can be strong. We can be, if we're looking at His word, there's something there. Just simply reading the word is something that should be an encouragement to all of us and a blessing. And it's a blessing to be, just a blessing to be able to share His word and to gather together with the saints. I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. If you want to turn with me to Psalm 84, I'd like to read that psalm. And as I looked in the hymnary, I look back there, and I don't know if there's any other song, somebody may know here, if there's any other song that has any other chapter that has many verses, songs written about there. I think there's 8 songs that this, the theme verse comes out of Psalm 84. So I'd be interested in knowing if there's more than that. I didn't look on through it, but, and I don't know if I actually knew any of those songs. So if you know any of those songs that are in there under that Psalm 84, it'd be interesting to know that. There's a song written from this song, and I don't necessarily know it, but I like the words. It says, "Let my heart be a chapel for the Lord. May His name there forever be adored. May it be a place of prayer. May He always meet me there. May my heart be a chapel for the Lord." Let's go ahead and read this together. Psalm 84. "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord, O God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth. You know, the person that has no love for flowers, that doesn't see the beauty in flowers, you know, they can walk through a field full of flowers and not notice the beauty. And the same thing can happen to a person that with no song in his heart. You know, he may hear birds singing beautiful songs around him, or he might not. There may be birds singing beautiful songs around him, and he doesn't hear them. He's not touched by them. It doesn't mean anything to him. So on the other side, a person that loves beauty will find it everywhere. You know, walking along the road bank and seeing a grandchild run up and grab a flower, because he wants to take it to his grandma. It's beautiful. And everything else is dusty and ugly, at times anyway, not this morning. But to see that beautiful flower there, and somebody notices it. So one who has a song in his heart will hear the sweet notes in the air around him, will feel the beauty around him. So I think it comes down to our own heart makes our world for us. So here we have a man whose heart is full of longing for the privileges of God's house. And for some reason, he couldn't be there, but his heart was there. Now, sometimes we don't realize what we have until we don't have it. See there in verse 2 where he says, "My soul longeth, yea, fainteth for the courts of the Lord." And no doubt this writer loved God's house when he enjoyed its privileges, when he could go freely. But, you know, now he wasn't able to go like he was before. And he realized like never before what that meant to him. You know, most of us can relate at least a little bit to that. There's times we're sick or something, we can't go. Especially if it's for a prolonged time. We look back over the not so far behind us COVID days when we didn't have church for a while. You know, that when we could get together, there was something different about it. It was beautiful. And I trust we can keep that and keep that fervor. It took on new meaning when we could get back together. Or if you go to a country where you can't speak the native language and you don't understand it, and you can get together and there's singing, and it can even be a heartfelt singing. You can hear it and feel it. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be there. But when that goes Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, you know, finally, and you get a chance to get together with a group that actually sings songs that you can understand and you can really join in wholeheartedly, there is something that it just means an awful lot. It's different than it was before. And you realize what you were missing. Verse 4 said, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee." You know, the outcome of a life of devotion is continual praise. You know, the fire burns away. The incense rises without ceasing its sweet odors. You know, the life that dwells in constant communion with God is always a rejoicing life. They will still be praising thee. In verse 5, it says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them." And another version would say, "Blessed are the men whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion." And that's in the Revised Standard Version. You know, the picture in the poet's mind was probably of all the people walking on the road to Jerusalem, moving towards the feast or whatever they had. Those who thronged the highways to Zion had their hearts turned towards God. You know, they had a love for God's heart and a desire to worship him. And there are highways, if you want to think about it this way, I think there are highways in every heart. And there aren't always highways to heaven. They can be paths made by sinful thoughts and imaginations, paths that lead us downward. We have that choice to make. But in the man or woman that identifies with the author here in his desire to follow God with his whole heart, you know, there are highways of prayer, of love and obedience, roads that lead to heaven, a prepared place for a prepared people. You know, it's up to us. Are we a part of that group that are on the road to Zion? Are the highways in our hearts being beat down with clean, pure, loving thoughts that are lifting us up, that are pushing those around us forwards and towards Zion, towards the prize that is prepared for the child of God? You know, there are so many lonely, hurting people that are searching for something that fills, for something that satisfies that void in our hearts. And if we want to be able to share that, if we want to be able to reach out to them, we're going to have to be filled with that ourselves. We're going to have something that fills, something that satisfies the voids in our own hearts to be able to share that with those around us. We must have it if we want to share the truth in its fullness. Verse 6, "Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well." As they go through the Valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. You know, the early rain also covers it with pools. And this valley, another version would put it, the Valley of Weeping. Was this a gloomy canyon of some kind, something that was well known to them, something that was well known to travelers, and did some tragedy in the past give it its name? Or was it just simply its frightful depth and darkness? Whatever it was, it seems what he's bringing out is what the love of God can do in a heart that is yielded to him. The tough things in life can be turned into a blessing if we give them to Christ. The way a child of God responds, the one who longs after God, is so different, so unnatural, that it's supernatural. It changes the environment. The landscape changes. It goes from a valley of weeping to a place of springs and pools, a place of lush vegetation and full of fruits and flowers. And that's not done easily, and it's not... It's something that takes, it can look different for different people. But I believe as we give the things that God brings into our lives, that he gives us, if we are willing to give those to him, these valleys can be changed to something that is beautiful. Verses 11 and 12. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. He is our rock and our sure defense. He's the only one that we can confidently put our trust in. It says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing will he withhold. Have we ever wondered if God is withholding some good thing from us? I think that's something we'd all have to say we've struggled with somewhere in life. But you know, in the hour of trial, Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. You know, what we deem good and what God sees as good might be different or might be at a different time. And what he withholds may be a blessing that we don't understand or realize. He also makes it clear that if we're regarding iniquity in our hearts, it says in another place in Psalms, if we're regarding iniquity in our hearts, we cannot claim this promise. I think what he's saying here to those who walk with him, he will not withhold the good. In closing again, let my heart be a chapel for the Lord. May his name there forever be adored. May it be a place of prayer. May he always meet me there. May my heart be a chapel for the Lord. Let's stand together for prayer.